My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I like when people take two things we were talking about in the previous segment and mash them up. Text message, Brian Kelly, it wasn't me. I got my family down here. It wasn't me. Haven't won all my games yet. It wasn't me. That's funny. Astros sweep the Kansas City Royals over the weekend. 7-2 yesterday. The elite starting pitching has been the story this month, or last month, Seth, I guess, now that August is done. 185 batting average from the starting pitchers. This is with a staff that, as we discussed earlier, they've got just as many good pitchers on the injured list as they have in their starting rotation right now. It's really incredible. Like, if someone had told you, I love playing this little game, if someone had told you back in April that the Astros would set a record for ERA in a month, or I guess second best ERA in the history of the sport in a month, and they said, I'm not going to name who the pitchers were, I'd say, yeah, that's possible, man. You got Verlander, you got Javier, you got Fromber. You know, you got a couple other guys might rise up here, but no, like it's Fromber that passes the smell test. Hunter Brown, who's been one of the best four or five pitchers in the American League easily since May. That Spencer Arrighetti would be part of this, that Ronel Blanco would be part of this, that Yusei Kikuchi, who would have been on the Blue Jays at the time, would be a part of it. The most incredulous thing about that part would have been that the Blue Jays, who have been kind of amping up all their weapons for the last few years to try to be a perennial playoff team, would have been in seller mode at the trade deadline. That would have been the most astonishing thing about that. And then that Verlander is part of it, but only with a couple of starts because he was injured, and they weren't great starts. Like, the first start was okay, two earned runs in five innings, and then he gave up four runs the last time out, so that Verlander is still kind of getting his sea legs, and that you had Arrighetti, who was in the minor leagues this time last year, Hunter Brown, who still hadn't really established himself, and then, you know, Fromber, Kikuchi, Ronel Blanco? I haven't even mentioned Ronel Blanco's name. Like, it's wild that that's the six that they did it with, you know? Like,
right. Yeah, this has been, and not to mention the fact that, again, aside from the pitching and how unlikely some of these stories are, we know that it's way more likely to have a story like this in Houston than at a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. They're playing with defense behind them that are at times a bunch of minor leaguers that shouldn't be up in the majors yet. If at all.
Right.
And, like, so the Astros, defense, and also in a year where Jeremy Pena has actually been way worse defensively than he typically is, there's so many improbable things about this run right now that the Astros are on that it's hard to keep track of.
They have the worst hitting outfield in baseball for that same month.
Yeah, they're not getting the run support or the lineup. The fact that they're winning games is just a testament to how dominant their pitching is.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I wanted to, because I heard somebody say something along the lines of, well, you know, just part of this is just how good pitching has gotten and how hard it is to hit. Yeah, there's some truth to that. And you'll hear batters talk about, like, oh, because they can shape their pitches and everything. It's not like scoring is at an all-time low around baseball.
Right.
It's not. There have been many, many years in modern baseball where there have been more runs scored per game than what it is this season. So, when you talk about how the month of August was the second lowest ERA ever in the live ball era for a pitching staff, it's notable. It's like that's not just some byproduct of the new rules or something like that. It's an impressive feat that they pulled off over the course of the last month.
Right, like they allowed a 185 batting average for the month of August, and they, like, if that had been the best month of any team this season, it would be remarkable, given who they're doing this with. Any argument about what era we're living in or what offense is in baseball in 2024 compared to previous years, you lose me on that when they're doing something that's the second best in the history of the sport. This encompasses every era, you know, of baseball. So
I will say when it comes to batting average, it is one of the lowest batting averages right now if you were to finish a season at this on average.
Across baseball, you're saying?
Across baseball, yeah. So it's been like in the last few decades, 2022 wasn't so hot, but like 1968, a few of those. But it's just astounding what they've been able to do. And I love that. I've almost started to take pride in Spencer Arrighetti's 4+ ERA because nobody would know, including a lot of Royals fans. And the Royals just had recent success versus the Astros. A lot of Royals fans probably look at Arrighetti and see that, oh, we're facing a 4+ ERA guy right now. No big deal, right?
Nah. Yeah, no, he's been really, really good, man. It's just his stuff has gotten really nasty. Astros got through the gauntlet. September's schedule eases up significantly. This was the patch of schedule. The Orioles, the Phillies, and the Royals that people had been kind of circling, like, okay, let's see how they do with this. And look, with the Phillies, they split with the Orioles. Probably could have swept them, but they split with the Orioles in Baltimore. So you take that. The Phillies series was disappointing, but they finished on a strong note in that afternoon game where Yordan hit the three home runs. By the way, the last two home runs Yordan hit of those three against the Phillies, because I think that was the day that I left, Seth. I think I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I haven't gotten to talk about Yordan's three home run game against the Phillies because I was out last week at the end of the week. The second and third home runs that he hit got out of the ballpark in like 2 seconds. They were like line drive. Yeah. They were like low line drives. It just kept going.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's such a freak. And then you sweep the Royals, so you're 7-4 for those 11 games. You take that every time.
Right? No, that was what too. the fact that they went 4-6 over that slew of Red Sox, Orioles, Phillies.
Yeah.
And it never felt to me like, oh, yep, this is where like it all falls apart. I saw some people trying to claim that, like, you guys are 4-. Yeah, it's baseball. Like you went 4-6 on the road against really good baseball teams. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You're just a one game away from 500 there on the road versus three really good teams. I was A-okay with that.
Yeah.
And I think that was actually in going 4-6 in those games where it felt like, okay, yeah, this is the real deal. Like they're back. This is what good baseball teams do. Yep. And it's not out of the ordinary to have a stretch like that. It would have been awesome to go 8-2. But then you sweep a very good baseball team this year, a very competitive baseball team in the Royals at home. It's astounding. It's really, it's one of my favorite moments of this 2015 through 2024 era. In some ways, it almost feels a little bit like 2015 because it caught you by surprise.
Yeah.
You know, like you really... It caught you by surprise in the way they were able to put themselves someplace that you didn't expect them to be.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We're in a great spot as a city when it comes to baseball because we're now a decade in to this era of Astros baseball. And I know a lot of the faces have changed through the years. A few of the core guys have remained the same. but we can actually have conversations like, okay, what near championship season does this one most feel like? What do we compare this one to? And I think the answer is this one is its own thing, man. Like this one, I can't compare. There's no season that they got off, season where they made the playoffs, and certainly none where they made it to the ALCS, other than the COVID season, which is outlier. Put the COVID season off to the side. Of the 162 game seasons, there's never been one where they've got off to as bad a start as this, where they've been hit with this many injuries. And I'm talking throughout the year, like where you've had to play without your best player for 3 months, and that's been your three best months of the year, you know?
Yeah. They've had other seasons. I mean, well, last year they started off slow, too. I guess but it was how drastic the slow start
that's
was.
That's what I mean. Like, it's 7-19. We've never experienced that.
That was at historical levels. That's when all those daunting stats about no team that started this record. And any given day, you could find an article that talked about how nobody had ever come out of, or it's very rare that anybody had come out of a schedule this bad.
Yep.
I think that part of it is that it's because, like you said, there's no way you could have predicted which names were going to be a part of the turnaround.
It's crazy.
Hunter Brown would have been the biggest question mark. That was the name you would have been talking about.
Yeah.
Spencer Arrighetti, you wouldn't have predicted that he was going to be a huge key and cog in the turnaround.
Blanco?
And he wasn't. And Arrighetti, to be fair, also wasn't really part of the turnaround per se, but he's been kind of the cherry on top of it.
He's been helping maintain it for sure.
Yeah.
Arrighetti, Ronel Blanco, and obviously Kikuchi were three names you would have never guessed that would pitching at the level they are that they've been a part of it. And I don't think you would have ever guessed they would have done it without Verlander, essentially. You know, that they did that with Verlander only providing a couple of starts since the beginning of June. Is incredible.
Blanco, well, as far as, I mean, because people, regardless though, the biggest thing with Blanco is that him going to the relief staff and him looking, you know, like he had already recovered a little bit from however all the innings pitched were starting to tax on him. I wouldn't have predicted that this was how it was going to look or the way it was going to work out, that he was going to be pitching at an all-star caliber level, then was going to look like he completely deflated after that. But now you're feeling A-OK because he's going to be a part of a relief staff that's already been really, really good.
Someone points out 7-19 and Espada was a first-time manager getting crushed. That's true, too. It's not like... Yeah, it's not like it was 7-19, but you're like, oh, they got the old steady hand there who's managed six teams and seen everything before. Like, welcome to Major League Baseball management, Joe Espada.
Well, no, and I think the biggest fear, too, was, all right, when are they actually going to abandon the Jose Abreu experience?
Yeah.
And looking at it in hindsight, even though it took a lot longer than they did, I mean, I don't know. Is there any reality in which they would have just kept sticking it out there with Abreu no matter what? It seems
not the way he was playing, you know.
Yeah, I got like at some point they were going to have to pull the plug, and they waited and waited and waited to do it.
It would have been interesting to see what an acceptable level of performance would have what that would have con- like what
that's
would have been
true. Like what if he was hovering around a 690 OPS?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Or not, well, 690 would be like a 600 OPS.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the current Astros outfielders.
Right.
If he was hovering around where one of the current Astros outfielders are, then I think at that point they would have stuck with it thinking like, well, look at what happened last year. You know, he ended up being really good in September and October.
Yep. Astros have won a World Series every time a hurricane has hit us the last 10 years. That's a text message. That's true. Mm-hmm. Barrel going to get us another trophy? Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. I think
timing of it wasn't opportune. It was we were more backs up against the wall there with than there is with Barrel, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I may have to listen in on a little Cleveland and New York and Kansas City today just to see what the, especially in Kansas City. I think that was a real wake up call for the Royals, who were, you know, look, the Royals were starting to get back into the mix in their division. You know, the Guardians were starting to come back to the pack a little bit. And I think Kansas City, very optimistic coming in here because they'd experienced nothing but success going back to last season against the Astros, you know, and the Astros. It was a good wake-up call for the Royals, man. Like, I know you won a World Series like a decade ago, but that was, other than Salvador Perez, that was all different guys. You got a young team now, man. Like, this is what playoff baseball is going to feel like. You getting your asses slapped by the Houston Astros. Sorry. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah. One quick observation about Minute Maid Park. They need to stop having concerts during the baseball season.
It looks pretty rough out there.
That outfield is trash right now. Like, guys dive to catch balls, and it looks like there's 25 invisible golf clubs swinging underneath them. Like 17 divots pop up.
It looks like they're playing on Altuve's childhood baseball diamond.
Venezuela.
They did that documentary on in Venezuela. Yeah, it looks like they could. It's a Venezuelan outfield.
Yes.
And not in a good way. Like, yeah, we got a center fielder from Venezuela. Who's that? No. You're actually in Venezuela with the hyperinflation and everything else when you're out there.
Yeah, I think it was Chris Stapleton who did the concert here last week.
I'm not going to blame Chris Stapleton.
No, it's a payday, man. I don't blame him, but in general.
Was he out there running around in cleats or something? Was that his shtick? I don't know. I haven't been to a Stapleton.
He doesn't
concert.
Look like he runs a lot. I just, you know.
Well, but that's why it's extra destructive on the turf.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
He's heavy.
It's not built for NFL players.
That's fair. Yeah, just like it's that outfield is trash right now. I'm just afraid somebody's going to get hurt. That's all. Like,
I always feel bad for the grounds crew because those guys work their butts
off.
Anytime there's an issue with the field or anything, it's usually something that is way beyond anything the groundskeeper had control of, and yet he's the one that gets crushed for it. Like, people used to remember there was the fake Twitter account for the Energy Stadium groundskeeper?
Yes, I do, yes.
I'm like, man, come on. This guy's got. He didn't design the pallet system or build a stadium that doesn't get enough sunlight. We knew that was a problem in 2002, Sean, because we would go out and do walkthroughs in the stadium with the roof open. And as the year progressed and the sun got lower in the southern sky, you'd realize, we're out here at noon for this walkthrough, and everybody's congregated down from like the 30-yard line because that's where the shade is.
Yeah.
And then, which is also the area to swap those pallets out. It's like the furthest end of the stadium from where they have to swap the pallets out.
God.
So they would have to go, they would have to take all the pallets out to get to those 30 yards. And then it was a bad design. It was poor planning by whoever did that. And yet the groundskeeper gets all the crap for it.
Yeah, it's not their fault, man. They're just trying to do their best. Forrest Whitley.
It's like, how are you going to predict, you know, the angle of the sun at any given year? Science has only progressed so far.
It could be anything.
Yeah, like, these are the, like, this is a lot of, they didn't have the computers we have nowadays to know exactly where the sun was going to be in the sky when...
How can you predict the one thing that happens the same every single day?
All I know, yeah. Well, I mean, we pray to the harvest gods, and the sun starts to go down after we get our harvest in. That's
God.
All I know.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Listen to you. Forrest Whitley, back in our lives. Optimism level for this for Forrest Whitley version, however, whatever .0 he is right now. He's been, there's a reason he's up here now. He's been really, really good at Sugarland over the last couple of months. 20 innings and he's got a sub-1 ERA. I'd really like to see Forrest Whitley work out, man. That would be a great story.
I'd love to, too. But yeah. He's in that Lance McCullers zone where you've been burned enough times in hoping for it that you start to get disgruntled even at the notion of hoping for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So with Whitley, he's not making the money that Lance McCullers is. So I don't think there's the animosity for him, but there is that you're weathered and you're tired. And the sun is low in the sky because the harvest gods have decided that it's time to start taking the sun away.
Back to the harvest gods.
Then pray like hell for the gods of spring to bring it back. Yes.
Do you believe that Kyle Tucker could potentially be back Wednesday or Thursday when Dana Brown says it on the pregame show on the flagship station?
I do believe it.
Okay.
He said he had that quote last week. There's something about getting the juices flowing. I'll tell you what, my juices got flowing.
Yeah.
It's just I got... Needed to get an extra rag. It was good. I'm excited about Kyle. Saw him sprinting, looking like, I don't know, it's never once in his life looked like Kyle Tucker's running at max speed, even when he's running really, really fast. So I was trying to hyperanalyze it, like, okay, wait, is this kind of like easy, smooth running the way that Kyle Tucker usually runs easy and smoothly? I think it is.
It's better than the video that surfaced from Tampa when he was down there with the team. Where he looked like he literally looked like he had a broomstick, like jammed, you know, like where you're not supposed to have broomsticks. All right, Payne and Pendergast, on a Labor Day Monday, appreciate you guys tuning in. If you are on a day off today, hope you're enjoying it. Andre Johnson, on the Nightcap podcast last week, when Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco were in town, picked his two quarterbacks that he would want to play with if he could pick one to play with for the next 10 years. You're going to like what you hear from Andre Johnson. That's coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!